like maybe an Ethiopian espresso. It's got really good integration and it's beautiful. And the finish, oh, so fine. What did you think, Maury?
I like this wine a lot. This is a vineyard I am not at all familiar with. And I am familiar very much so with Paul Hobbs, who's done an amazing job. He's all over the place. And you can definitely see his handiwork here. This, to me, is the sweet spot of where a Napa Cabernet ought to be. I think what they were striving for and they talk about is that they wanted to have a wine that was big and structured, that would have tremendous ageability, but yet that it was approachable and drinkable now on release. And I think they've accomplished that. Time will tell whether or not, how well it ages, but I think if you like young Cabernets, which I do, this is beautiful. It's got a big nose, lots of red currant. I agree with you. There's a hint of peppercorn and some sandalwood, but on the palate, there's just concentrated fruits, a lot of dark black cherry. There's toffee. There's coffee. The tannins are beautifully integrated and balanced. It's just a chewy, delicious wine that I think would pair nicely with a beautiful piece of red meat. I can't say enough good things about this. This shows that it's been hand cultivated and hand created from scratch, and all that love that went into it really, really shows in the glass. Harm?
This is where I wanted that Camus 50th anniversary to be. I hate saying things like that. I hate comparing like, but this is that.
This is a little different than Camus style.
Now, the Camus style is sweeter and more approachable.
Correct.
But this is the style I like. You know, I want the heavier tannins. I want that grip.
This is a Camus special select.
Yeah. Well, not quite that good. Not quite that good, but ish.
It's heading in that direction.
It's heading in that. Yeah. And then probably much more affordable, too.
I don't know. That this is not cheap.
I don't know. I have no idea what this costs. I've never seen this in Florida. I'm just saying it's probably not as expensive as the Special Select. The nose is just stunning to me. It's all those currants. I get the hint of the rose petals and violets that I got on the Camus, or that was more than a hint. It was overpoweringly floral. It's just coming out in hints and just barely wafting out those floral notes. The sandalwood, you said sandalwood or cedar, right? Something like that.
Both.
You said cedar, he said sandalwood, right. Yeah, so that's coming out. That's really beautiful and fragrant. And there's a little bit of that black tea as well. And the fried cherry pie is a great note. I like that because it's the vanilla, the butteriness of the pastry, and the cherries. It's all there. This is so good.
It's like Amish fried pie.
And the finish is longer with good grip. Bob, what do you think?
These Californian wines are so good.
Yeah. this is a fantastic wine. I mean, the nose is absolutely beautiful. The sandalwood comes through. The dark cherry on this, the dark red fruits on this. There's almost a toffee, dark toffee on the back.
He was talking about the fried pies. I can't get that out of my head. That's the vanilla.
Oh, I wish I had a fried pie, but I'm not tasting that.
That's a fried cherry pie.
But just so well and tightly put together. So, I can't finish. We'll be back.
It's not just the destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and we're back, and we were just finishing up our discussion on the Stuart Cellars Napa Valley Cabernet Sauvignon 2021. This is an absolutely beautiful wine. I mean, what more can you say? It drinks well. I think this thing would go for years, but it's drinkable now. Great mouthfeel, great tannins, well integrated.
Not the most complex, but still so good.
Oh, so good. So we are going to be rating the Stuart Cellars 5 sips.
Oh my goodness!
So we're going to have Harm tell us about our next winery.
Okay, thanks, Bob. Our next winery is Alpha Omega. Alpha Omega Winery was established by Robin and Michelle Baggert in 2006. Located on the Rutherford Bench in the heart of Napa Valley, the Baggerts sought to create an estate.
There's no R.
Baggots? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Reading. For some reason, I read it was Braggarts.
Reading is fundamental.
Riff. Was that a thing in school these days, reading? Yeah. So the Baggots sought
apparently
to create...
not when you were there, but...
Yeah. Well, that and I need new glasses.
You keep using that word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
So the Baggots sought to create an estate comparable to the finest in the valley, and Robin began his wine career in 1988 as a grape grower, planting more than 750 acres of grapes in 1998, establishing the Tolosa Winery, I've never heard of them, in San Luis Obispo. Several months into the negotiation for the property that would become Alpha Omega, Sir Peter Newton of Newton Vineyards suggested to the Baggots that they talk to the winemaker and assistant winemaker about joining the new winery project. The team together had excelled in making award-winning wines for Newton Vineyards in Napa Valley and left to do the same thing for Alpha and Omega. Sourcing the grapes from some of the most prized vineyards throughout the top AVAs of Napa, most notably the Thomas Vineyard in Rutherford, the Bechstoffer, the Tocolone in Oakville, the Bechstoffer St. George III in Rutherford, and the Bechstoffer Dr. Crane and Bechstoffer Las Piedras in St. Helena, and of course, couldn't be without Stagecoach in Atlas Peak, the Drew Vineyard in Mount Veeder, and Sunshine Valley in Oak Knoll District. These guys are just name-dropping at this point. It's just crazy. So Alpha Omega Napa Cab 2018 is our first wine from them. It's 14.7% ABV, 94% Cabernet Sauvignon, 3% Cabernet Franc, 2% Petit Verdot, 1% Merlot, 70% barrel fermented, 30% in stainless steel tanks, aged 22 months in French oak, 75% of which is new, 25% in one-year-old barrels. The fruit is sourced from a range of sub-appellations stretching from the mountain slopes of Atlas Peak, which would be the Stagecoach, and to Spring Mountain, Howell Mountain, and the Valley Floor, and Coombsville, and St. Helena, and Oakville, and Oak Knoll. Alpha and Omega is a name dropper that they have the best source fruit. The color is a super intense, opaque ruby to garnet color with just ruby edges. This is, even though it's a 2018 and here we are in 2024 drinking it, it's still young. The nose, violets, blackberries, there's some black tea, there's some of that Rutherford dust coming out. It's just so much good and complex fruit and leather and flowers. I just love this. Oh. Mm. Currants, anise, rose. It's a huge palate. It's covering everything in your mouth. I'm feeling the tannins everywhere. My gums, the top of my tongue, the sides, the back of the palate. It's powerful. It's huge. I need... Bob, why didn't you bring us steaks?
Why didn't you bring steaks? I brought the damn wine.
And this is the baby of the lineup. Oh, my God, this is great. The finish is infinitely long. Great tannins, super balanced, all the flavors you want from a Cabernet. Justin, what do you think?
So I definitely get the brightness of the fruit from the Howell Mountain ADA and the dryness that's characteristic of the Oakville AVA. I think it's very well balanced. It'll punch through anything you're eating, and this is going to be the star of your
meal. Yeah.
Yeah. What'd you think, Maury?
Yeah, no, I think the future's looking bright because, as Harm pointed out, this is the first expression and they're only going up from here in price and quality. But I thought this was extremely well made. I thought it was delicious. Again, it's got so much going on in the nose, and I think you guys have really nailed it on that. For me, the palate was boysenberry, currant, anise, rose, definitely some hints of French oak and a little bit of spice. I thought it was very nicely balanced. I think the tannins are well integrated. They're delicious. It really delivers. And again, I agree with you, Harm. It's fresh. It tastes like it was just bottled last week. It does not taste like a six-year-old wine. And I would argue that this hot wine will age and has many miles to go.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, they've released vintages since this 2018 already.
Oh,
yeah. The 2021's on the shelves out there. If you drink it now, you're killing a baby. Don't do it. The 18 is the one that's approachable now.
Well, Bob? All I can say is thank you to the folks at Alpha Omega, because when I reached out to them, they said, we want to have the wines on the show. We absolutely want to be on the show. But could you give us a couple of days? We want to think about what we want to send. I'm like, absolutely. We're happy to talk about whatever you're willing to share with us and with the audience. And he said, yeah, we've got a couple that we want to send you. Thank God they did.
Well, I think they did justice, because sending the new releases, 21, it's probably not going to show as well as these. These are really coming into their own and are ready to drink. And so I'm really pleased that they dug into the cellars and sent us something that was a little bit more approachable and drinkable right here, right now. And that's the problem. The American public, Harm, has to assess whether they're going to be drinking it tonight or they're willing to put it away on the shelf for a couple of years.
What are you talking about? You think he actually puts that much thought into
it? I put thought into it. I tell people, look, you buy this now, you need to decant this for 2.5 hours.
I've been to his store.
And they don't want to do that. So I tell, look, you buy this cheaper wine now to drink.
I've been to it. So you leave money. You leave now. Leave money. Get out. Okay. Please.
Little known, he has a Chinese laundry in addition to the liquor store.
Right.
In case you need to wash and drink.
Just give me your money, man. I don't want to talk to you about the wine.
This is so good.
This is $200. You're going to get good wine, whatever. I don't care if you have to hold it for 10 years now. Mm-hmm. You spend $200 on this thing now, you're going to waste your money. Because if you drink it too young, I tell them hold wine. This is not $200 wine, by the way, but I'm saying that in general, I tell people there's some wines you have to hold, some wines you have to decant for several hours. In the meantime, how about try this $20 bottle to pour and drink?
A very wise man once said, you'd have to know when to hold them.
Yeah, that's right.
And you have to know when to fold them.
Know when to run.
He also makes excellent chicken, but this Alpha Omega Napa Cab is absolutely fantastic, so I can't add any more. So we're going to be giving it a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
So that's going to take us to our next one in the Alpha Omega lineup. This is the Alpha Omega Cabernet Sauvignon Beckstoffer Tokalon 2018. So 14.8% ABV, 100% Cabernet Sauvignon, 90% barrel fermented, 10% stainless steel tank fermented, aged 22 months in French oak, 80% new, 20% one-year-old barrels. So planted by Napa pioneer Hamilton Crabb in 1868, the Tokalon Vineyard is known for the depth of its rocky, well-drained alluvial soil and grapes with ample tannins and bright natural acidity. So the color on this is
dark like my heart.
Darker than Satan's heart.
Well, that's my heart.
You don't have a heart.
Darkest sin.
It is dense. On the nose, there's some floral hints at the tip, but it's cocoa and a little bit of a minerality. A little bit of graphite. A little bit of dark fruit.
Like, and on the palate. This is not just graphite. This is the wood from the pencil and the graphite when you sharpen the pencil.
Pencil
shavings right there.
On the palate, it just flows over your tongue. The tannins are just so well done and so well integrated. And just mouth coating. Black currants, dark cherry, A little bit of an herbal note for me, maybe a little rosemary, maybe a little sage, a little bit of more of that sort of dusty stone minerality.
I got that herbal note more on the nose. You get it on the palate too?
I didn't think it was going to get any better, but this one's better than the last one.
Dude, this one?
Yeah, this one is better.
Oh, wow. Well, it's Tokolon.
It's Tokolon. So, I mean, you're getting from one of the better vineyards on planet Earth, but, you know, I do. It doesn't matter where the grapes come from. If you don't know what you're doing, you can still screw it up. And
yeah.
They know what the hell they're doing because this wine is fantastic. What do you think, Justin?
I thought this was an exceptional wine on the nose. I got like chocolate milk. I got a faint note of durian on the palate. The tannins were enveloping. They're beautiful. I got some really cool rye bread on there. Maybe
I'm
a little
pastrami
too.
But you said durian and I couldn't let it go.
Well, let's talk Thank about you. It.
I'm not a fan of durian. It's not even legal to have on the subways in Singapore. What is...
Yeah, it's really good in pastry,
Well,
though.
He doesn't live in Singapore.
So yeah.
What difference does it make?
Durian tastes like feet.
In New York, they just move to the other side of the subway.
Onions, garlic, and feet.
Right. And your point?
This is not... There's nothing there.
Put it this way. It was not complimentary to calling the wine durian-like. I think it's hard to point.
Continue with your review, but I had to call you out on that one.
Well, I was in...
Mr. Madison, what you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
Okay.
No, I mean...
Continue.
Go ahead, Justin.
Three times in one day. It's awesome. I'm good. How about you, Maury? What'd you think?
I love this wine. I love the last wine. I thought this wine was the last one on steroids, flavor amped up to 11 or 12. I love Tokolon fruit. It's unbelievable that a vineyard can turn out such consistently amazing fruit. But if you see a wine label made from a reputable winemaker with Tokolon on the label, buy it. You won't be disappointed. The Tokolon Vineyard is a magical place on Earth that produces some of the most expensive grapes on Earth and some of the best wines on planet Earth. When it comes to Cabernet in California, Tokolon is by far my favorite vineyard. This was absolutely delicious. I loved it. Anybody else want
to
chime in?
Anything to add, or am I moving on?
I think, doesn't matter what we say. The 2018 Tokolon Bechstoffer Alpha Omega is the way to go.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, leaving it at that, we're going to be giving the Alpha Omega Bechstoffer Tokolon 2018 Cabernet Sauvignon a well-deserved 5 sips.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
So that takes us to our last wine. We're going to have Maury tell us about that.
And if it couldn't get any better, there is an even bigger...
Better?
There's an even bigger brother, the Alpha Omega Cabernet Sauvignon the Alpha Omega Era Napa Valley 2018, 14.5% alcohol by volume, 92% Cabernet Sauvignon, 5% Malbec, 3% Petit Verdot, 100% barrel fermented, aged 22 months in French oak, 80% of which is new, and 20% is in a one-year-old barrel. Again, color deep, dark, and brooding. The nose expression with lots of complexity. There's vanilla. There's definitely the pencil shavings that we all spoke about. Graphite, a hint of tobacco, violets, lavender, lilac, licorice. There's a lot going on the nose. On the palate, silky at first, beautiful mouth coating viscosity. The tannins are fine, very nicely balanced. There are hints of cocoa and coffee, a little bit of cedar, perhaps even a little hint of barbecue, dark cherry, pomegranate, and then a finish that goes on and on. I didn't think the last one could get any better, but I think they knocked it out of the park with this one.
I don't know if this is better than the last one. It's just as good. Is it better, though?
It's at least as good.
Oh, my God. Justin, did you agree that these things is better? I know it's way more expensive.
I think this one's more approachable today. The other one's got miles to go and will last longer. But for drinking today, this one is, to me,
this one, I think, doubled the price of the last one, too.
So if I was going to have, Texas beef rib, I would go Heiress. If I was going to go boneless ribeye, I would go to the Beckstoffer to
okay, well said.
So Eras is Tay Tay's tour, Taylor Swift's tour. This is Era singular.
The Eras tour. Yeah.
This is singular Era.
She's probably Alpha not Omega eating Era. Beef rib or boneless rib.
Oh, she'd probably be good with beef rib too.
I don't know.
What
we should ask
her. What are you two?
You watch the show.
They're off. Neverland. Bob, what'd you think of this wine?
Goddamn. Why do I have to waste my time outwitting morons?
Yeah. Okay.
I like that one.
Yeah.
That's a good bump.
The Era Napa Valley, again, fantastic wine. Beautiful, beautiful nose. Rich, muscular, layered, complex. Flowers, the graphite, the minerality, the palate, huge, but I think slightly more approachable at this point.
Slightly more approachable than the previous.
I love that it's a blend of, well, they've got a little bit of Malbec.
And that makes a difference.
And Petit Verdot.
That loosened it up just a little bit, but every bit is fantastic. So we're going to be giving the Alpha Omega Era Napa Valley 2018 a well-deserved 5 sips.
All right.
Oh my goodness.
And why is it 5? Because we don't have 6. So, well, that's all the time we have today. I want to thank you guys for joining us today. You should be thanking me for this today. So,
thank you, Mr. Wagner.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Harm.
Thank you, Mr. Wagner.
Thank you for the PR companies that decide to sell us, or not sell us, send us wine to review, because you make my month. Mm-hmm. This is, I taste wine every day at work, but the stuff we taste for the show, especially today, wow. So thank good. You.
Yep.
Yep.
Well, honestly, I can't think of 3 better wineries we've had in a while. So fantastic wine. And that's it for us. Have a good day.
You didn't thank Maury and Justin.
It's okay.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the good old boys, will see you all next time.
Yo, this is Black